My name is Jeremy Kingsbury. As part of the UW-Eau Claire Alumni Centennial Oral History Project, I recently had a chance to sit down with Gene and Dick Hazelton. When Gene and Dick attended in the 1950s, the institution was called Wisconsin State College at Eau Claire. Gene and Dick Hazelton, as you may have guessed, are married, and love and romance are often welcome side effects to seeking a college education, so I was eager to talk with them about how their relationship started and continued for so many years and their other experiences on campus. Both Gene and Dick have deep roots in Eau Claire. Gene was born here and grew up on Water Street. They both attended the Model School, which was a laboratory school contained within what is now Schofield Hall, the administrative building for the university. But at that time, it was the only building that made up the college. Within the school, college students and professors could discreetly observe the classroom, with the children not even noticing them. Gene attended in sixth grade, and although Dick attended as well, they weren't there at the same time.
The seventh and eighth grade. Yeah. And that was during the Second World War. And there were, all the men, of course, were off fighting the war, and so I played in the college band when I was in 7th and 8th grade, and marched at the college games. That's when Mr. Gander taught me how to play and read notes so that I could play in the band. Then it turned out, you know, he was my major teacher in college.
Dick went on to play throughout high school and for 3 years in the Air Force Band, which gave him experience and confidence when he entered college in 1953. Gene started college right out of high school, becoming heavily involved in the theater scene, and eventually even working for the newly formed WEAU-TV television station affiliate, where she did live cooking shows and on-air commercials. The technology to broadcast shows from New York or other cities with studios was brand new, and generally stations still shot live local materials for the bulk of their broadcasts. Before the station even existed, though, Gene was working on a variety show to be performed on campus. This show is what brought Gene and Dick together for the first time. Gene needed live music for the actors and singers to perform with, so she went recruiting from the music department to find her soundtrack. I asked Gene about she and Dick's first meeting and their ensuing romance.
He proposed on our first date.
On your first date?
I said yes.
All right. So do you believe in love at first sight? Or,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Except this was not love at first sight. It was very stormy. Couldn't stand each other. That's the story he likes to tell. We fought all the way through the show.
When I came back from the Air Force in 1953, I was in the band room. And, you know, there was nothing but just me and a couple of other people. Just at that, might have been before school, might have been after school or something. But we were just there. And she came in along with her friend, Betty Lou Walker was her name. They had just done a musical the previous year.
A variety show.
And the other guy that was in the band room with me was playing on the piano, and he could play by ear on the piano, which I could never do. And he is a pretty good piano player. And they came in, and apparently he had organized an instrumental group to play for that very event the previous spring. And this was in the fall now. And I asked him if he would be willing to do it again, and apparently he had had so much difficulty with those two people that he didn't want to have anything to do with it. And he pretty much said so in so many words. And I'm sitting there, fresh into the college, and fresh out of the Air Force Band and all that stuff, and I'm thinking, gee, that doesn't sound like such a terrible thing. Well, I said, hey, I'll do it. Remember that? That's about all I said.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what I was getting into. And you two brightened up and smiled at me. We were happy as larks, and I thought, gee, this is nice. Nice, nice people, you know, friendly. I was looking for girls. Yeah. So this thing wasn't come off until, I don't remember when was the variety show, what month was it?
I don't even remember.
April,
I don't
maybe,
know.
Something like that?
I don't know.
And this was in the fall, so it was a ways off. And as long as it's far enough away, it's a fine thing to volunteer for until it all of a sudden shows up. Then rehearsals started at a particular time, after Christmas, I think. And the music they were using was show songs from all kinds of Broadway shows. Whatever song this particular skit wanted to use, that's the music for it. And they would sing it, and we would play it, and then it would go into something else. There was no music between the songs. It was always like a little introduction, and then the song was performed. And then that was the end of that, and people would applaud. And then I'm not sure how they worked. It wasn't so much an MC standing there introducing new groups as they did this. It was part of a kind of a play, too.
Mm-hmm.
I remember how you had that all set up. But I do know that in rehearsal, no matter how soft we played, we could have put the instruments back in the case and we would have been too loud, right?
Yeah.
So nothing we could do to make the instruments softer, particularly flutes and clarinets and things like that. But trumpet, of course, you could put mutes in. That softened it up a bit. And we were tooth and nail, I'm telling you. That was a... I wasn't going to ever do it again either after that year. And I was dating a girl at that time from college, and she was kind of a floozy. My sister, 4 years younger than me, she was talking to me about I could find somebody better than that floozy I was running around with. And she said, you know, and she, did she tell you she was on television when WEAU was brand new? She also did commercials, and about a quarter to 10 or so at night, my sister was telling me I could find somebody better than the floozy. And she said, why don't you go out with somebody like this girl? And that was her on TV. And I said, do you think I couldn't get a date with her? I could get a date with her just like that. You know, being braggart. Because I had told her earlier that spring after the show, we got to get together sometime and talk about what the music is going to be for next year so I can get it organized. Because that was part of the problem, too. I really couldn't quite get it organized, but I wanted to. So, after the 10 o'clock news was over and the commercials were done, I called her up with my sister standing there. And I introduced myself to her and I said, can we get together and talk about this music and so forth? And she said, yeah, we should. And then I said, well, what about tomorrow night? Well, I'm busy, she said. Well, okay, how about Thursday night? I'm busy. Friday, I'm busy. Saturday, and we went on for 2 weeks, honest to God, every single day. And finally she said, okay, which I thought was pretty nice of her, because I had promised my sister I'd take her along. And that's how we met. That was the beginning of the end for us. And then I asked her after that first date, do you want to go out with me tomorrow night? And she says, I'm busy. I thought, oh God, here we go again. How about the next night? Okay. And the next night she couldn't go out with me because she was going to go tell her boyfriend it's over. I didn't know she had a boyfriend. And then the next night and all the nights and days since that time until now. Which is how many years? 60 what? No. 50 what?
58.
58 years. Yeah. And including that, it would be 59 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've been inseparable. Inseparable. That's how it was. I've got my 1955 pocket calendar, and on April 30th it says, get married. I've still got that.
In many ways, Gene and Dick's story is completely typical of people in that time period. It was fairly common for people to get married in their early 20s. In 1955, the average was 22 for men and 20 for women, so technically they were both maybe a little older than the median, but not by much. And young women going to college and coming out married was so common they called it getting your MRS degree. That being said, I don't find their story typical or dull. Gene and Dick's love, in the past and present, is heartwarming and comforting and rooted in Eau Claire. They were married Gene's senior year of college, and they immediately moved to Michigan where Gene got work as a teacher. But they returned after Gene lost her job due to being pregnant with their first son, allowing Dick to graduate from Eau Claire. They moved around teaching various places until they eventually settled down for long careers in Kenosha. It wasn't until they both retired that they moved back to Eau Claire, where they live happily today. To hear more stories from Gene's life, pick up her book at the local store, titled The Mayor of Water Street, or 902. Dick still performs in the Eau Claire Municipal Band, which can be seen and heard next summer in the summer concert series performed in the band shell in Owen Park. Once again, my name is Jeremy Kingsbury, and I'd like to thank you for listening. If you'd like more information about these oral histories, they'll be stored in the fifth floor of McIntyre Library in the Archives and Special Collections. So, you can visit them there.